decide you want that spot, we can go from there. I'm just bringing him over to apply that for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Ah, God is good to me, man. I'm
good to hear.
Yeah, I got no complaints. I understand that you're speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you. She asked me to go over pricing, but she said you had some questions for me about the listing or how it works.
She did a pretty good job of explaining everything. When she said she could get me the information, I was kind of curious as how you came about obtaining my company information, because, like, so we don't have a website, we don't do anything, do anything like that. So I was curious how that was obtained, because you guys aren't the first people that called me. Like, all of a sudden in the last, like, 4 days, several of these calls have came in. So I was kind of curious how that was all being gathered. And then beyond that, just kind of the pricing, and if there's a, is it month by month? Is there a cancellation? Is there cancellation fees? Is there, all of those types of things?
Yeah. So the way we came across your information, we had a listing that became available, and Google creates a list of the companies that qualify in that industry and area, and then they send it out to what's called the Premier Google Partners. So it's a group of companies that are actually partnered with Google. And so that's who's been reaching out to you. You know, we actively go down that list and we just look to fill that position. Once it's filled, you close it out and the calls will stop, right? Can't fill more than the allotted positions or throw people up there whenever we want, right? It has to be availability.
Makes sense.
Digital billboard. As far as like the way it's set up, from a pricing structure perspective, we don't know you guys, right? So we're not quick to go, okay, let's jump into 6 months or a year, because just like, you might be timid about doing that, we're also like, what if this guy's like a serial killer?
I understand reviews, completely.
We don't want to be the company that's promoting you, So we all.
Yeah, nope, that makes sense.
So we do everything month to month. Obviously, we assume Google's done their research before they even threw you on the qualified candidates list, but we still we do it month to month. There's no long-term commitment or contract per se, but there is a terms and conditions, which is a written exchange of services, right, for what we're doing and what you're paying. But it's fully cancelable at any time. We don't do any kind of cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. We just part ways, stop doing the optimization, and then right back to square one where we are now and just find somebody else to fill it, right? So.
Okay.
As far as cost, there is a credit that Tara requested. Said your business was established in 1993. Is that right?
Yeah. This business was established in 1993. Okay. I recently took over 100% control of the business. I don't know what the exact date was. In the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's been a couple. Like how many years? Like less than five?
Yes.
Okay.
I've worked at the business for 20.
Oh wow. Okay. So then you bought it from the owner?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
The owner passed away. My boss, and so his wife took controlling interest in the company, and I bought it from her.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Rather than watch it kind of go under.
She didn't have a whole lot of, we learned through the process that she really didn't know too much about how to do anything, what was going on, the ins and outs, the whatever. Right. He pretty much handled it all. So, didn't really want anything to do with it afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, we could definitely get the online stuff going. It'll be a nice change of pace. We'll bring you guys into 2023, I feel like all this time they didn't have any kind of Google business profile set up or anything like it's or set up like that. It's kind of a miracle they made it this far, but I'd imagine there was a book of business he established. before
there
Google?
There's a little bit of caveat behind that, and it's because that we work with home builders. Like with Polygon Homes, my primary work is D.R. Horton Homes, and there. So I mean, when we got into those, you know, you sign up for entire projects. So that's kind of what I was explaining to Tara is. I'm just finishing up a 100-house track through D.R. Horton Homes, and I have like a month and a half, 2 months of a little bit of downtime. I've been able to get on with a couple other builders that just build spot houses to try to fill this gap. And then I am starting an 86-home track, so then I'm going to be completely busy to where I would be turning work down again.
Mm.
So it's I can tell by the You see my dilemma, and I don't want to be paying for something that I'm just turning down people that call because I'm too busy with my primary stable work.
Right. Well, I mean,
that's just how we've been over the years completely. And then, I mean, I just, you know, a lot of word of mouth has traveled of how we primarily get work.
Yeah. I tell guys sometimes this is kind of like, you know, it's like an online word of mouth chain. You know, and it's like, you don't always need it till you need it. You know, it's almost like having health insurance for your business, you know. It's like I go to the gym 5 days a week, but I still pay for my health insurance even though I don't use it.
Because
when you need it, you need it, you know. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, trust me. I know that. I know that oh too well.
Yeah, and that credibility online does help you tie up jobs too, you know, if anybody's considering the fact that they could go look you up. So we tell our guys,
that's definitely a plus.
Yeah,
because I look at Google reviews when I choose to go somewhere. You know, something stupid is going to get a haircut to having my car worked on or something. You know,
go
run through those reviews, or if I think it's a scam, go pop it up and see, or you know what I mean.
Exactly, yeah. People like to know what they're getting into and who they're working with, and, you know, having that Google verification done for your business, even if you left our company after a couple months, you're still Google verified. We don't go take that down. So those are all huge credibility factors that'll just help you tie things up and establish yourself, start building those online reviews. So if there is ever a dip in the business, you know, your name's out there. Or if somebody's just considering you and they want to be able to look you up and pull that data, you know, it'll definitely, seal up those loose ends. So you don't got to go out to everybody that calls you. You know, I'm pretty sure if you look at the guys that are up there now, they're not going out to everybody that calls them. You know, that's the luxury of having the first page placement is you cherry pick what you do and don't want. And if it doesn't work for them, then they can go find somebody else. You know, there's more options. They can follow, right. So we just want to give you the first on it, right? And that's the point of having these listings. But as far as cost, with all things considered, normally, you know, it's $499 for a platinum package where we build your website for you too. Comes with a custom website design. We also do Facebook ads in that package. So you have some social media there. We create a Facebook business profile, do a biweekly posting on Facebook and run ads through that, which will also help you. People are very visual. They do look at Facebook in your industry. It's one of the higher traffic industries for Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And then there's Bing Top 5, right? They have it's called Bing Local. And then there's a popular directory submission too, Chris. So, you know, you're talking Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. So it's not just the Google listing. Obviously, that's the moneymaker. That's what's exclusive because you can't always get that Google listing. But we cover all your bases online with the exception of any pay-per-lead services. We don't do any, like, Home Advisor or Angie's List or House.com stuff. We don't do those submissions. They do their own thing, right?
Yeah.
Only the things
that
have...
I have an Angie's List account currently, too.
How do you like that?
It's really early into it. So far so good. It's not bad.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, if you can pair these two side by side, I'm sure you're gonna love the first page placement on Google. You'll probably wind up leaving that because those guys are on Google. They pay Google to advertise on the first page in this service area. Obviously, they won't have a local listing like we're giving you here. They're beneath it. because they're stationed in Colorado, actually, so the only place they'd be able to show up locally is in Colorado. But they put themselves on Google organically across the United States, and when they get a lead in your area, they'll sell that one lead to like four or five of you. And they charge you the lead fee even when you don't get it. So you're paying just to compete. It's almost like you're buying scratchers when you're using that. You know, this is a lot better. We just let the customers call you right off the first page, so you don't gotta
I definitely get that. It's just one of those things. I know somebody that actually makes a significantly pretty good living off of doing the Angie leads. Give it a thought, because like I said, I'm only looking to fill a very small amount of time of work.
Right. Well, we could do that for you. I mean, but like I said, you know, it's going to be better than doing nothing, but it's not going to be comparable to being on this first page here, you know?
Yeah.
It's just what everybody uses, and most of them aren't going past the top recommended guys anyway. So home advisors, people, they're giving you our price shoppers, and resellers. You'll notice that, you know, oh, I just wanted to get a quote on your pricing, and then they move forward from there. So I think you'll like what you see, just having people call you directly.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
What are we looking at? What did you say price-wise?
It'd be $299 exactly.
And besides that price, what all information do I need to get to you?
So it's just basic business information. A lot of it we already have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, I mean, we already have, like, the address, like the 15013 58th Avenue, or we'll send your Google PIN verification letter. We just need, like, first and last email, or I could send an outline of the agreement. And then, obviously, we'll need your cooperation for, like, a client interview, either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. But that's where we go over all the services that you want to be listed for. That way we're listing you properly, and then we'll go over the service area too. So that way we know all the calls that are coming in are qualified and they're within the right area. So usually that takes about 45 minutes to an hour to complete. PIN verification, you know, usually takes about 5 to 7 days for you to get that in the mail. They'll ask you for a series of photos too, because this is advanced verification. It's not just a regular Google verification. So they ask you for like a couple pictures to send in. Between now and when that PIN verification letter comes in the mail. So by the time your PIN comes in the mail, we should have the website up and running and, you know, all the verification done and be able to go live with it. What was your question?
What do you mean by pictures? Are we talking of jobs, my ID? What do you mean pictures?
Let me give you the exact list. Hold on 1 second here. For your industry, so there's a template they have us send you. Action needed. Here it is. Pictures needed for Google verification for carpentry and general contracting. So it says to get your business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. It says kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below. It says tools and or equipment. Work vehicle with license plate. Do not have to display license plate number. You can cover it. It just says it wants to have like the state and the vehicle type. And then it says business license and insurance, if you have it or if it's required by your state, a business card, business registration, an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. If you work from home, it's not something that we'll display. You know, same thing where we send the PIN. We don't have to have the address displayed. We can hide them. But they tell us if you could send those in, it's just for Google's record. Okay. Now, some of these things you don't have to send in, right? The ultimate deciding factor is the Google PIN verification letter. So they've already pre-screened you, qualified you to solicit the space. This is just whether you're going to have an advanced verification badge on your profile while you're on the first page or not. And that's a badge that's going to give people a lot of peace of mind in knowing that you're legitimate, you know, you're a safe bet. We vetted you ourselves. We would hire you ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I'm jotting down a bunch of notes here as we
I'm going to send this to you in writing. Yeah, no, we send this to you. Like, I can actually forward it to you right now, actually. If you, what's your email?
It's cabinetviking@gmail.com.
Okay, give me 1 second, Chris. Yeah, usually it comes through automatically, too. They'll text it to you. I'm going to email it to you, but then automatically right after sign up, they'll send you the outline of the agreement, and they'll resend this to you in a text message, too. So you get an email and text it over. And then there's a 24/7 customer service. At the bottom, it says, oh, if you're having any questions, comments, or concerns regarding any of these photos, to contact us, and then we can address it and walk you through it. But I would definitely recommend having it. The other guys out there have it, so, you know, undo as much as you can with that.
Okay.
All right, but that's basically it. So once you have PIN verification, we got the website up and running, we got all those photos in, you know, it's just a matter of being responsive to your clients as they call in and try to generate as good reviews as possible. If after a couple months everything's going good, we could talk about putting you into a Google Guarantee program, or maybe expanding or offering like a contract for the local listing. Well, save you some money over 6 months to a year, but right now we're just getting to know each other, so this is the, kind of like the start-off phase.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, well, I can tell you for sure, I need to have more than just on the phone to tell you that I'm going to do this right this second. I need to go over this list and the email stuff you sent me and kind of think about it and look at my schedule. I have a few other calls that I need to call and go over with people today. I just don't want. I don't want to commit to nothing.
I feel
just
like once we went over the photos, you had a sudden change of heart.
Well, it wasn't. No, it wasn't the photos. I don't even know exactly what they all are all yet. I mean, I'm not signing up for. I could just tell you. I mean, I want all the information that I can. But I'm not signing up for nothing. To pay for nothing at the moment. Beyond, gotcha. Especially since I already paid the Angie's List
and
stuff, and I have, you know, and just started that, which, I mean, you're 1,000% correct that your plan, by what you told me, does sound that it's better.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I've picked up jobs that I'm going to fill a little bit. I don't know. So I just kind of, I want to go over the email. I just got the email, the text, those things, and just kind of,
sorry,
and just
your
see
name
where,
like
where
that,
I'm
I
at
think...
with it.
Okay. Well, no, I hear where you're coming from 100%. The only reason we're pushing for today is because we're calling out on it. So basically once I hang up with you, they're going to send me the next pre-screen guy. So obviously the goal is to try to get it filled as soon as possible.
As possible, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes. Sometimes I have these guys where I talk to them, and like you, you know, I feel like it would be a great fit, but timing is always an X factor, too. You know, if you're invested in other things or if you're booked up for a certain period of time, that's why I was giving you that long, like, you know, because
yeah.
those are always the X factor of, oh, is this going to work or is it not going to work, you know?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I have to factor in, too, that every like opportunity that this is and all these things that come up and go, I need to do my own personal research into and see, like, I everything is brand new to me. I had no idea that I was going to essentially overnight become a business owner and what.
Yeah.
So every time something comes up, I like to contact my accountants that I paid, that they helped me out, that they've been through this stuff. That they are, I just did. It gives me the peace of mind that I'm protecting myself, that I know every angle of whatever that I'm going into, because I can't, screw stuff up or create a bad reputation that way.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at, like, off the top of your head, I mean, you've been working for this company for 20 years. If you look at, you know, the biggest competitor to your company, I'm guaranteeing you they have Google advertising and they're doing this. You know, any company that's up there is doing it. You know, at the end of the day, they have to work with a Google partner in order to have an ad or a Google Places placement. So it's not something unknown or hasn't been around for a long time. I know it's new to you, as a new business owner, but you know, these listings, you know, guys have been using this as their primary source of advertisement and marketing for their businesses for a long time. You know, it's not like it's an idea. It's already a proven thing. It's just a matter of, you know, having the availability and if it's good timing for that business owner and they understand it. You know, maybe it might not be today, but at least you have the conversation, and then, you know, the next time we have a listing available, I mean, it's been 9 months since last time we had an opening in your area, but the next time we have a listing available, those Google partners will reach out to you again and give you a call. But they've been active on this one for a couple of days. This one just got to our company this morning, so, you know, we definitely want to jump in there and get it filled before somebody else in the area takes it off the board from us or from you, so to speak.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like a digital billboard. It really is. I mean, it's like once the certain amount of spots are filled, it's, you know, there's really, I can't just give it to you whenever. So that's why I want you to feel like I'm going, oh, you know, I'm trying to twist your arm into it. It's something that's good for your business that you should have, but, it's also, I'm trying to emphasize, like, you know, there's a lot of good conversations I have, and these guys call me a month or two later, and they're like, okay, let's do it. I'm ready. I'm like, well, I ain't got nothing for you, buddy. You can't call me.
Yeah, no,
be like, hey, you know, doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, I 1,000% get exactly what you're talking about. And like I said, you've done a marvelous job of explaining it in comparison to whoever it was that called me yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, they get some people, you know, some of the companies have people like abroad, and so that causes problems, and then they finally get to us, and we're right next to Google here in Orange County, California, so it's, you know, you get guys from the States.
Yeah.
Sounds a little better, huh? You got one of those Indian guys calling you yesterday or something? I'm calling for the Google.
Well, yeah, that, and they transferred me, and I still couldn't. I was asked the same questions that I basically answered you, and they didn't give me an answer and just kept trying to push me on to the next phase of it. And I'm like, dude, this is a big time learning experience for myself as well as to different things. I need the details. Sorry if it's annoying for you to give them to me, but I'm not.
No, it's okay. It's just, they need to diagnose that you're new to business because the company looks old online. So they're probably just assuming like, oh, this guy's been around. He's had this conversation before. You know what this is. You want it or not. And they're just kind of going through, you know?
Yeah.
We try not to do that, or at least I train my representatives not to be like that. You know, just assume everybody's new, assume everybody's 80 years old and doesn't know how to use a computer and kind of simplify it and walk them through it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way to be successful with it, you know. Make sure they're coming back is if we make sure it's working. So I'll put you back on our qualified candidates list, though, you know, and then the next time we have a spot available, I can you know, I'll make sure one of these reps gives you a call and gives you a swing at it.
Yeah, I mean, I can, man. It's like I want to just tell you go ahead and do with it, but at the same time, I'm not.
Well, what are your concerns?
I prefer to
signed up for it on a month-to-month basis. I mean, it's the peak time of the year. So, I mean, if there was ever a time to try it out, this would be ideal.
Yeah.
Usually when the spots become available, it's like in the middle of December, borderline Christmas, you know? And you guys got all that rain and bad weather, and then they're like, I want to wait till summertime. And then we're like, okay, you wait till summertime, there's no spot, but we happen to have one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are your concerns?
I honestly don't have that many.
You're going to build a site eventually. Website alone will cost you more than it's going to cost just for the month of service, you know. Obviously, us building your website.
Yeah, I mean, had no plans of ever building a website. I didn't even tell somebody.
It's good to have. It's good to have, especially in your industry. People are so visual when it comes to making a purchase.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the website alone, we're throwing that in as like a symbol of good faith that this is going to work for you and turn into a long-term solution. I mean, if you canceled after a month with us building that site and doing all your Google verification and everything, we'd lose money at $299. You know, $10 a day is a lot more than it costs the guys labor-wise just to get everything up and running for you, you know. Our goal, though, is for you to love it and for you to be willing to, use it every month as a long-term solution for your business.
Yeah. If I go ahead and do this and I pay you, how fast, I haven't had a chance to look at the documents, obviously, I've been talking to you. How fast
right.
do you need all the pictures and paperwork and everything from me? For one, I just paid my business license renewal, and I don't even have a copy of that at the moment, besides what's listed online.
Yeah, the key is you solicit the space within our company, and we start working on the site and getting everything up and running. Obviously, you won't see yourself up there until we get those photos, so... It's really up to you on how fast you want to have your business appearing and be in position to start receiving those calls. Because we got to complete the advanced verification. So it's like, if you want to take a week or two to do it, you know, that's fine. But you got to understand is that, you know, you start paying for our services today. So, you know.
Yeah.
The quicker we get them, the better. But nobody we sign up usually has them right away. Sometimes it takes them, you know, a day or two. Sometimes they get them to us next day. It really just depends on the company situation. But if you have some things pending, I think you're kind of overthinking that advanced verification. You know, what I should say is that you won't show as an advanced verified business with a little shield and check mark. It doesn't mean that we can't have you showing. The Google PIN only takes 5 to 7 days to get to you. Usually once you have that, we can go live with the campaign. The advanced verification just adds more credibility. So there's some guys that, you know, we sign them up and then it takes them like a month or two before they get all that paperwork squared away. And then, you know, not only do they see themselves on the first page, but now they have that little shield and check mark. So it's just a credibility factor that's going to separate you from the other guys that are up there in the meantime, you know.
Okay. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you and I completely forgot what it was.
Yeah, and just so you know, we're not like Home Advisor by Angie's List, you know. We have a 24/7 like customer service, so it's like questions pop up as you go. Like we walk you through it. We're not like, oh, set it, forget it, you know, here's the leads. Like we have to make sure all the listings are accurate and there's no discrepancies, you know. We follow up, make sure it's looking how you want it to look. If there's anything that we could do to kind of increase your success, we're interested in, because, you know, the only way we're going to get you to keep paying each month is if you're making money. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different experience than what you've had to this point.
Yeah, no, like everything's a brand new experience at this point. And the biggest thing is that where my hesitation comes from, is because every aspect of every ounce of this has been from how long it took to completely have the business transferred to people telling me it's done, and then I get a bill in the mail that says you haven't paid this and whatever, and I'm like, or all the mail goes to the old address, and I'm like, wait a minute, I paid a company to do this shit, and it's not, why is this not done?
You know, and that stuff.
So that is where my hesitancy doesn't come in, because it's Google or it's that every aspect of doing this that has added another.
Yeah. It's all new.
You know, kind of learning experience, and there's been hang-ups along the way.
Yeah. No, and I could definitely understand that. You know what I mean? It's, when you haven't ran a business before, you know, it's a lot easier to be an employee, you know? Obviously, otherwise everybody
yeah,
would run.
Yeah, it is.
Right. You know, you just kind of show up. It's like, okay, what do we got today? And you just go out and get it done.
Yeah, show up and then tell the boss he does nothing.
Yeah, but this should be looked at as something that's going to make your life a lot easier. Like there's a tracking system that you could even download to your phone in the form of an app. And it's like your account dashboard, and you can monitor everything from there. Like you literally just log in and it'll show you like all the calls you're getting, what they were looking for, what zip code it came from. If you're missing calls, you can go call them back, kind of go through and cherry pick what you do and don't want out of there, request reviews from there, you know, track your return on investment. You know, that's something that's just going to make your life easier than having somebody there to constantly monitor the phone for you, answer the phone, you know what I mean? Like, or a guy that's marketing in-house for you, then you got to pay him an hourly wage. So there's a lot of different ways where this is designed to help somebody in your situation still be successful marketing their business and get a consistent flow of clients without having to pay top dollar for it.
Okay, well, hey, why don't we can do this first 300, and then I will go straight from you to my computer and kind of write my accountant's office a letter and give them a copy of what you mailed me of documents that I need, see how fast they can get me that and get it to you, and then I guess we'll just go from there.
Yeah, so the documents are already in your text. I'm going to email them to you as well. And then I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. You could send that to your accountant. And then you'll also get the invoice receipt. This is a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off and get it back that way too. I'll send over the invoice.
Yeah.
All right. So is your first name like Christopher or Christian?
It's Christopher.
Christopher, okay. And then what's your last name?
Barlow.
Okay, B-A-R-L-O-W?
Correct.
Okay. And then the email address, cabinetviking@gmail.com?
Correct.
All right. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
It's the only one.
Okay. And then the address that I had on file here, that 15013 58th Avenue East, or E, is that the best phone or the best email address to send your PIN verification letter to?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Can you repeat what you just asked me?
Yeah, so is the 15013 58th Avenue East the best email address, or excuse me, the best address, street address, for us to send your Google PIN verification letter?
No. That is, so I've had a problem with mail theft in the area. So I had all of my mail. Even though that's my home, that's where I live. So that's the business office. I have a mail suite that I have my mail delivered to, because my paychecks and everything come in the mail. I can't afford to have that crap being stolen.
Well,
you know?
So
mailing address is different.
Okay. So do you have it set up to forward to them? Because if you use them as your PIN verified like address, and it's like a post office type scenario, it won't send the verification. It won't work.
No, you might have to send it to this address then. It's not a PO box. It actually is a mail suite. They don't just get post office mail. It's the, you know, FedEx, anything that delivers mail will go there. It's called Mail Plus. It is a mail suite.
Yeah.
So anything goes there. But
yeah, we'll put the actual address.
A hassle.
Yeah, yeah. No, what I'll do is we'll put the actual address and I'll hide it, right? We're going to send the verification. If at the time it tells us that the verification is delivered, you know, we can get a notification. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you. If there is an issue, like let's say somebody steals it and it doesn't get there in the expected time or the time it tells us that it did, we can 3-way call Google and do a phone verification and just let them know, like, hey, there was an issue with the
mail. Yeah, I mean, dude, probably, we have a big locking mailbox and stuff now and they went, but this is family property that's been in my family for like 45 years or something. When I say that there's been mail theft, it's happened. I mean, it was probably over a year ago now was the last time that everybody on the street got their mail stolen. But when I had moved back into part of the property, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that shit again. I'm just going to go get a mail place that I can drive to and get everything safe.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Especially if you got something like a big check coming in or something in there, you know what I mean, from a job. That's not a –
well,
good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your identity. And, yeah. You know. All right. Well, I'll have it listed as this. I won't have it posted anywhere. Okay, it's just for us to send that. I'll hide it from all online listings for the business. You don't have to worry about anybody like showing up at your doorstep or anything like that either.
Yeah, no, that's my uncle who owns the property now would be just thrilled with that.
Uncle's probably pro Second Amendment like me. It'd be a bad day. Show.
Actually, you know what's funny is I would be the one that is your pro Second Amendment.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, don't show up at my doorstep uninvited. That's a bad day. Yeah.
Yeah, that is myself as well.
I actually went to they had this like fair out here in Orange County. It's not the OC Fair yet. It was just like this little like fish fry carnival, as they called it. But they had the sheriff's department out there and everything. You go over there, and it's just it's a lot, you know, to get your concealed carry and everything to go through it. It's just California is just so much more difficult. And it just keeps getting more and more difficult to have guns out
well,
here.
Well, yeah. Well, our governor takes his leadership from yours. So don't
no,
we,
no.
we know everything that happens in California. We're 30 days behind you. So I'm right, dude. I am right there. We're right with having to just start having to pay $200 extra for 10 round and above magazines, which come in every damn gun possible.
Everything
else. So we're right there with you. I completely understand.
Horrible. Yeah, it'll change. It's all good. I'm all kind of.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, give me goosebumps thinking about it. I know. I hope it changes. Imagine one day they try to seize them all. Like, yeah, right. Good luck.
Yeah,
about gun control. I'm like, yeah, let's have all the civilians with nothing and the government with all of them. It sounds like a great communist president.
Yeah, that sounds like freedom to me.
Yeah. All right. So I have your profile set up here. The client interview. Oh, actually, you know what? How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You know what? I don't mind my phone ringing at any time. That doesn't bother me for people to make contact.
Okay.
As far as, like when we're showing up to work, I don't know. We usually get to work between 7.
Yeah, that's always by ear, though.
We'll
just leave it open availability for right now. I'll just leave it blank. That way it just always looks like they could call and then you could hash it out with them once you got them on the line.
Yeah, because it just depends on the job. A lot of times, you know, due to homeowners' work schedules or something, you know, that's how I picked up a lot of work in the past. I mean, just to simply post it on Craigslist and stuff, and people saying, "Hey, can you start at 5 at night?" Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that's the only concern actually with leaving it open. I was gonna say, I'm like, if you start getting calls at like 10 o'clock, man, you know, let me know. I could always do something.
No, I mean, if that happens, if people want to be that ridiculous, then. But I know not everybody works the same schedule, so it's not convenient to just put them in a box, you know.
Yeah, most of your customers are probably going to be guys that work day jobs, too, you know. So the time that they're actually doing the research is at home with the missus, you know, in the evening, and then they want to call you up and talk about it. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. I won't be the only guy you talk to be honest. There's a team of us that's going to help with the fulfillment of your account. You know, one guy's doing Facebook, one guy's doing website, one guy's doing Yelp, one guy's doing your Google verification. But if you want something done quick, I would be like your go-to. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
And then there's, you know, again, 24/7 customer service too, same phone number, you just hit extension 1. So.
Okay.
Now, for a client interview, you know, like I said, usually it takes 45 minutes. We ask for an hour window just to get it completed. It's all set questions. They walk you through. They won't ask you anything difficult you won't know off the top of your head. But what's a good time tomorrow where I can circle back with you and get that going?
Let's see. It would probably be later in the afternoon. Oh, you guys are in the same time zone as me, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we go 7 to 4. So, like, the latest in the afternoon is actually, like, 3 to 4.
Okay, it'd be preferred to be later in the afternoon. I have an early day tomorrow, but
okay.
I'm like 99% positive that I'm going to be off work. My day starts with doing a warranty item for a military guy, so
okay.
I have to, the window to do it is I'm going into work an hour and a half earlier than I normally do, so, and then I gotta go to my normal routine, so I'm not really,
sounds about right, if he's a military
guy. It's kind of chaotic that way.
Yeah.
Where I live is right next to Joint Base Lewis-McChord is only like 3 miles away. So a lot of the families that buy the projects I'm working in are military. So when it comes to like warranty and stuff
like
that.
We're 20 miles north of Pendleton. So.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. No, I know how that goes. So I mean, 3 to 4 would be like
so
the latest.
So anytime let's try to shoot for after 1:30.
Okay. I'll schedule like 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 I have 1 to 2, but I feel like if you're saying 1:30, that might be a little too much. Do you want to go 2 to 3?
Yeah, let's go 2 to 3.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to thecabinetviking@gmail.com. And then if something pops up, like that 1:30 goes a little longer, just, you know, they're going to send you like a text reminder 1 hour before. Just let me know when that text comes through, and then I could always reschedule it. But I want to try to get it done as soon as possible. I don't want to waste any time, especially, you know, it's month to month. You know, we got a small turnaround time here to show you something.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, hey, man, pick up a couple good jobs, you know, that pay that, that you know, I make up that 300 plus profit. I mean, that's a quick way to get me to continue to pay.
Yeah, that's like one of them. That's pretty much our goal with every single account, unless they're like, you know, I have a guy who did was doing custom home builds I started working with. It took us like 7 weeks before we got him his first job. So he was already like almost that month too, or he was already through month two.
Yeah.
You know, almost on month three. And he was paying like $4.99 per month, but it's like, okay, you know, he's going, what's going on? I've been doing it for this long and I haven't landed one. I'm like, you're getting calls, but you're not closing them. And you know, so he was getting kind of cranky old guy, but now he's happy because it's like, you know, one custom home build.
Yeah.
He's booked up for the next 3-4 months now. He's got a job landed.
So does this, the $299.99, that's what I wanted to ask you earlier. That doesn't change, right? That's my locked in.
No, I got you locked in on this discount, so it'll stay like that. And I'm going to send that to you in writing with the service agreement here, and you got to sign off on it. It's called your subscription terms, so it'll have everything outlined in black and white, and how that money is being spent too.
Okay.
All right. So the update. All right, and then client interview, I sent you the invitation for that tomorrow between 2 and 3. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Chris?
So I'll just do it with my credit card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Business.
Okay, and so just Precision Trim, Inc.?
Correct.
Okay, and then the billing address, is that the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. All right, so there should be 16 digits on the front of that card. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it is 5197.
5197.
3196.
3196.
8078.
8078.
0216.
0216. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Is 0826.
0826. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 699.
699. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, because of the discounted pricing structure, I want to walk you through this voice verification recording. Again, we're going to send this all in writing, but I've thrown in some added features. Like usually with this campaign, they give you like a landing page. The site that I'm giving you is a custom website design called a My Site. So it's an upgraded version of it. You can do whatever you want with this.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through it. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Precision Trim Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Barlow. Owner, president.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Chris, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you are giving up your right to refuse service to anybody. We just say try to be responsive to this if you're anticipating return on investment quickly. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. When it says additional, it just means like anything after today. Okay, we know what you're currently using. I'm not telling you you got to cancel Home Advisor or Angie's List or anything like that. I'm just saying if you're going to add anything, let us know so we can make sure they're not like messing with your Google business profile or touching the website. At least that way we know what's going on if something happens to it. Okay. You shouldn't need anything else, to be honest. The way I got you set up with this Platinum Bundle, I mean, the only other way to go up from here from a marketing standpoint would be to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee, and that's just something we'll talk about in the future here, maybe like 2 or 3 months down the line. But you shouldn't need anything else.
Okay.
You got your site and covered all your bases. I try to make us like your one-stop shop, so you don't got to worry about 100 bills floating around. Keep it, make it easy.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. I got mountains of paperwork as it is.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it's supposed to make your life easier, not more difficult, right? So the initial term of your service agreement, it is 1 month. We do recommend when you first sign up for our services that you try it for at least 2 months, right, because there is a setup period. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 26th of 2023, but it's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but it'll stay at that discounted price of $299. Now, again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract, so you can cancel. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. But we do ask, if you are thinking of discontinuing our services, contact us before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment here. When this clears, you're going to get a receipt and an outline of the agreement texted to your phone. So hang on the line with me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to have it all in black and white, and it's going to ask you to sign off on the bottom of it. They'll also resend you one of the texts that you already got. Usually it's an automation, but I forwarded it over to you ahead of time so you can look at it, but it's going to have the photos requested for the advanced verification. Oh, man, I sent you my number like 4 times. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't even realize
I just now seen it too. I was like, I'm not even getting any text, but they all came in.
Okay. And there's photos at localsplash.com. I'm going to send you this email address. Any company logo that you guys already have established, send to that email.
We don't have one.
Okay, we'll help you with that. I'll set you up with the graphic design. Needs help with logos. That's no extra charge. We'll get one going for you. It's better to do it that way through a Google partner, too, because then we can verify that it's not breaking any copyright laws.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a wonderful
your backside.
Thing to go. Yeah.
All right, so who needs help with logo development? Okay, good. And then any photos, though, that you want to use that'll help us jumpstart the gallery and portfolio on your .com, you could send those to that email address, just photos at localsplash.com. We already got your email and number on file, so we'll know it's you and where to upload them to.
Okay, I can do that. I think I got somewhere in my computer. There's got to be something.
Yeah, I got guys, they send them when we first sign them up, and then it's like years later I'll randomly get a photo from a guy I haven't heard of in months or heard from in months.
Yeah, well, we used to do a lot more big time custom houses and stuff than what we do anymore, and it's like I can't tell you how many times I'm like, man, I wish I would have just snapped photos of these different things back then, and now we do a lot of track houses, so like there's literally 5 plans in the whole 100 house flat.
So there's only so many pictures
of the same thing you can take.
The owner's old lady, she might still have some of that stuff somewhere.
Yeah, I would doubt it.
I mean, if you bought it from her, maybe.
She pretty much threw me files of all types of crap that I went through and dug through and what, and
yeah, it was
didn't. But I got some, and I got...
Was
I
it all paper?
Through,
or did she have,
life.
Like... She didn't have anything converted digitally, huh? She was doing things... They were doing things
no.
in the Stone Age way. Yeah, it's crazy.
Basically.
Yeah. No,
I can have my guys send me pictures that they have in their cell phones and stuff like that, and I'm sure I got, you know, 15, 20
I'll be the first to welcome you to 2023, Chris. It's a lot nicer now. Things are a lot more automation. You don't got to carry around a big old folder and everything. Most of it you could just add.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, I'm happy that there wasn't cameras on every device and videos, devices and crap
that
about
too.
20 years ago. I don't mind talking about the memories, but I don't need people to have visual evidence.
Yeah, that's a catch-22 of it, too. I worry about that, too, as a dad nowadays and all the stuff going on with the media and my boys. I'm like, oh, God, you know.
Yeah, I don't need to be TikTok famous for the wrong reason.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I already told the school. I went down there. I was like, look, if my son comes down here and comes home one day and I got to have this conversation, we're going to have a conversation, you know?
Right?
You know? Even middle school, I'd be like, all right, you know, it's a good idea. The kids think about it, I guess, that age, and they get in their teen years and puberty starts or whatever. But, yeah, elementary school.
Yeah,
no.
They...
Yeah, I don't want to have this talk.
Nope, I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, he should be worried about his bike or something, you know, something. Nowadays, it's nuts. He's already asking
for a phone.
I guess all 7-year-olds nowadays have phones, according to my son. So I don't know what that's like. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, holy crap. I believe I was in high school before I got my first phone.
Oh, yeah, I begged my parents. I don't think I got one until like I was like almost a senior, yeah, junior senior year. I finally got one.
Yep, yeah.
I know.
Say, I'm pretty sure I had to pay for
it. Yeah, yeah. I was working it off in the summer for sure. Those things were Stone Age, like not even the flip phone. Those were brick. I don't want to age myself, but yeah.
No, well, that's I was gonna say. Mine was a Nokia with the game with the snake game on.
Yeah, the snake game. Yeah, those are the best game though. I remember hiding it in the desk when I first got it. I would just be playing with it. Yeah.
Mine got took on more than one occasion.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now those were the good times before they had cameras on them and whatnot. You had to actually dial the number, you know.
The only thing I wish I could go back and say is I'd like to have a talk with my math teacher so I could say, yeah, I thought I wasn't going to have a calculator in my pocket everywhere I went.
Every day. Yeah, liar.
You lied.
Got the whole computer right here.
Yeah, I didn't need to learn an ounce of this crap.
Yeah, nowadays it's on watches, you know. You got it all right there.
Watch.
You got to have it in your pocket. Yeah. Little did they know.
Yeah, the younger guy that worked for me runs around with his damn watch.
Yeah, I have one all the time. You know, I get these notifications. Call him back. All right, just verify this. I'm like, oh, geez, you know. And I'm, like, tracking a run, and it's, like, beeping at me in the middle of I'm playing my music while I'm running. I'm like, God, the work never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks, too, because then they know where I am all the time, too. So it's like I'm running out in nature, but they know exactly where I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
It's amazing
yeah.
one. A little bit. You're
right.
Never really alone.
Yeah, never, right? Well, I'm in your pocket now, too. So if you ever need a tiny man that's going to help your business get customers and market, I'm here.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
All right. But I got your profile set up. You should have all the confirmations there. The things I want you to focus on, okay, I know you already got a lot on your plate. Your head's probably spinning with everything that happened in the conversation. So this client interview, you know, obviously want to make sure you're available for that. Like I told you, I'll text you about 1 hour prior just to remind you. And then that PIN, when it comes in the mail, we'll also message you around the time it comes in. We need that little 5-digit number on the back of it. Make sure to sign off on the service agreement. Try to get those photos in. You know, like I said, as quickly as you can, but I understand if it's going to take some time, I'm not going to hold it against you. Just try to get it in there as quickly as possible so I can show you some good return. If a credibility factor is a deciding factor for these people, we just want to make sure that no stones are left unturned, right? I don't want you lacking anything.
Yeah, I don't anticipate that it should take much longer than, I mean, just a few days, but I've said that in the past, and then all of a sudden something took 2 weeks beyond my control, you know.
When you ask
Ellen I or somebody for something, they have a way of saying yes, and then it just doesn't.
Yeah, that's why I struggle when people ask me that question sometimes. They're like, okay, when am I start making money? And I go, well, you know, I need your cooperation too, you know. As much as we have control of it on this end, we still need that stuff. So it's also kind of dependent on that.
Yeah, I completely understand that. I've learned all that the hard way. When they want something from you, it's immediate. But when you need a favor from them, or, hey, can you get this email over to me? Oh, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah. I'm like, I do everything in my end immediately. You know, a lot of it's even automated, and then manually, it's like right when I get the notification, we do it. You couldn't believe all the stuff that I've done, like, while talking to you. unconsciously, because I've been here for 10 years, you know? So it's just like,
exactly.
Yeah, we get everything done, like, right away as it comes through. It's really also dependent on not just you getting that stuff back, then the clients call in. Are you going to be responsive? Are you working on a job for a certain time period? So for me to go straight to return on investment, you know, that number, it depends, you know? It's been the most profitable form of marketing and advertisement for the last 15 years. So if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, then there's nothing under the sun that can, you know?
That's going to, I know that.
We're putting you right in the pocket. I mean,
there shouldn't be anybody out there that doesn't know what Google is.
Jesus. I think we're past that point. I mean, I don't know, though. They were in 96. And we got some old guys, you know. That's why I tell my reps, too. I'm like, hey, talk to everybody like they're 80. You know what I mean? These guys just don't assume that they know, because they might be that 80-year-old guy that, you know, he just doesn't get it. He's not going to jump on the computer. You know, he's not going to be able to do these verifications. You know, that's why we have workarounds to it. You know what I mean? It's not going to prevent us from getting you up there, but, you know, we still want to have those advanced
verifications. It's going to be a little bit more of a process.
Yeah, you know, and then you got to be really transparent with them, because then all of a sudden they call you like, hey, what the heck am I paying you guys for? And I'm like, look, we did everything on our end. You know, you got to get into this email, Grandpa.
Dude, I have an older gentleman that worked for me, and he's that guy. I had to buy him a company. I had to get him a flip phone for the company. He complains on a daily basis. You know, he gonna write a check at the grocery store and hold up the line.
Oh my goodness!
Argue with me the difference between a debit and a credit card.
Oh my God!
One of the best carpenters I've ever met, but. And when it comes to technology,
like that, my grandfather.
He's not. He's like, I think he just turned 61.
Oh wow, that's not that. Yeah, I mean, he should.
And
be
he's got daughters in their 30s. So you would think, but he's very stubborn. Refuses it.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
They're out there. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, my grandfather was like that, though. He was born in 35. He passed away in 2018, but he was the best carpenter I knew. He used to live out in Big Bear in Southern California here. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he used to live inland.
I've heard of it. I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, man, that guy is an amazing carpenter. They're, like, known, like, all over California for the carpentry that they do. This guy have birdhouses for sale, bears, all kinds of stuff. He'd do custom cabinets for people, doors. You know, a lot of the stuff out there is cabins, you know, from there in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the houses are all built out of wood, you know. He could do anything, build it from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time I spent a lot of time actually in his garage growing up, because that was my fishing buddy too. We'd go hit the lake.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, but I seen him, like, almost lose his whole finger to a bandsaw one time.
Oh, gee.
Crazy. Yeah, he took off like almost the whole tip of his finger. I was like, Jesus, man. I don't know if I want to work with wood. Yeah, I'm like, that berry's supposed to be red, Grandpa.
I seen a guy do that in high school.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. And then he's like, oh, it'll turn brown later.
Right on a bad pod.
Yeah.